Today's show is sponsored by Ugly Christmas Sweaters. Or as they're known by people with no fashion sense, Christmas Sweaters.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Time to start your Christmas shopping.
My Christmas shopping's done.
I haven't even gotten to my shopping yet.
I got some Christmas shopping to do, you know?
You haven't even started yet.
It's a little early for that.
It's a little early, but what the hell?
It's not merely shopping. It's an experience.
Let's go shopping.
It's showtime!
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and radio434.com. Also available on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on your Alexa device? Well, you have to enable the skill. And you do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And... she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish. You can listen to that during that time span. Or you can listen to our podcast. We take all the show segments that we did on the live show and we repack it into a full-length podcast. And that usually drops around noon or so, and you can find that on your Alexa device by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. And then and you can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, YouTube, even MySpace. It's all there. It's on MySpace? No, not the podcast. The podcast on RSS.com. You can go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find a link to the podcast. You can't get it on MySpace. What are you, nuts? Anyway. All right, so you can do that. But speaking of our social media, you can watch our video simulcast at the Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA on Facebook. And that handle works for Instagram, YouTube, X, Twitter, even MySpace, at the Mike Show VA. So if you haven't liked us on all those platforms, like us long time. All right, Thursday edition, or as we like to call it round here, Friday Eve. We've got Foster joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. She's going to be stopping by in mere momentitos. We also got this. Well, of course, yeah, we've got your five random facts. We're going to get smart. And then we've got your stupid criminals. We're going to get stupid. And speaking of stupid criminals, somebody put out a free weed stand near a school. This was in Auburn, California. They saw a box outside that's a sign saying Merry Christmas, free weed, organic and cage free. And there were dozens in the jar, okay, apparently filled with marijuana. There were dozens of jars, rather, filled with marijuana. The police posted a photo, so we're going to talk about this. Plus, of course, we turned it into a top list. Top Christmas carols for stoners. That's all on the way. And not headline news and all the things that we do on a Thursday edition. No Theatray Thursday today. No Theatray Thursday. I believe are we off for the year for Theatray Thursday? Hey, let me look it up. Because today is the 18th. We're gonna go see Christmas Carol at Wolfbane on the 20th. The 25th is next Thursday, so we're out. The last show of the year for the Mike Show, by the way, here's a program note, is next Wednesday, the 24th. That'll be our Christmas Eve show. We always do a Christmas Eve morning show. And then that's it. Then we're off for the rest of the year. We will be back. When's our first day back? January 5th. All right, so we're off between the 25th, and then we'll be back January 5th for the start of the 2026 season 26. Because it does, it coincides. I've been doing the Mike Show. Maybe not necessarily with the same logo and all that, but I've been doing basically the same configuration of this show since about 2000. But I've been a disc jockey way before that, but it wasn't the Mike Show. I was a sidekick on another morning show with my good friend Chris Bagley. And hi, Chris, if you're watching or listening. And that was big fun. I had a blast doing that program. But Chris was the front guy, and I was the sidekick, and I did all the wacky voices and all that kind of stuff. That was fun. I've been a solo disc jockey on various radio stations, but 2000 I think is probably a safe bet. Of saying that's when this incarnation of this show began. So year 2000. So that we'll be going into season 26 of the Mike Show, starting in January 5th. It's rapidly approaching. I needed to look at the calendar to realize how little time I have left to get any Christmas shopping done. Now, okay, before you think, oh my God, how dumb are you? No, that's not the case. Tab, I said here, wait, I need a sound effect. Tab, she usually takes care of, we get together and we put together the Santa gifts for the kids. Okay, so that's number one, that's all taken care of. I mean, it's been taken care of for months and months and months. With Tab at the helm, you know that's the case. And her gifts, I had several Christmases that I really put so much thought and effort into. And one year, man, I went all out and I bought her this really, really, really expensive pendant. And it was at one of our local jewelers. And it was just absolutely exquisite. It was one of a kind, exquisite. It was expensive. And do you think she wears it? Do you think she wears it? No. You know Tab style, and she's more into big and flashy and stuff. And I bought her this really, really nice, beautiful, delicate pendant. And she's maybe worn it once or twice, but it pretty much sits. And so at that point. It wasn't an argument or a frustrated thing. It's just like, the next Christmas, she was telling me exactly what she wants. And I said, well, you know what? Last year I went all out. I bought you a whole bunch of stuff that maybe I just missed the mark or I just don't ever see. No, I loved it. I loved it. It was beautiful. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And so I said, yeah, you know what? I think if, and maybe this is a bit of a cop out. But it works for us. I said, what do you want? What is it that you want? And then she said, well, I really want this, and I really want this, and I really want this, and this thing's in my Amazon cart, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, all right, well, just let me know how much it is, and I will pay for it. And boom, and so far, and that's been a couple years, and so far, that has been the way I do Christmas shopping. Now, we'll still hit the mall for our obligatory, pre-Christmas Eve extravaganza, and we'll run around and we'll go to a bunch of different shops, and we'll go to Lynchburg Community Market, and we'll find a bunch of trinkets. Between it's usually last minute, so good thing I looked at the calendar. I honestly thought we had an extra week. I don't know why. Anyway, so yeah, So I guess I've got some Christmas shopping to do, especially this weekend. I think I'll hit Lynchburg Community Market on Saturday. All right. Where were we? Did we cover everything? Okay. We did the show open. Foster's coming up. That and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. Brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. 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 Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Tree.
And so the Mike Show. So somebody put out free weed near a school. I kid you not. This happened. Where did this happen? This happened in Auburn, California, and they saw a box. Police saw the box they set outside with a sign that said "Merry Christmas, free weed, organic and cage free." There were dozens of jars in the box, apparently filled with marijuana. Police posted a photo. Let me get this photo. It's up on the Facebook, the Book of Face. Oh, it's not available right now. Oh man, that's a bummer. Anyway. All right, so it's not available. Sorry, guys. They said, quote, "The holidays can be stressful. We get it, but leaving a box of free marijuana on the sidewalk is not how you spread cheer to the neighborhood. Surprises are for stockings, not sidewalks, especially sidewalks near high schools. These 29 mason jars of cage-free weed were disposed of responsibly." Oh no. "It's unclear how they disposed of the pot or how many jars there may have been to begin with. Marijuana is legal in California, although this kind of thing isn't. It's unclear if they're investigating who might have left the weed or if they're just busy with more important stuff like toking up. But anyway, for what it's worth, it's unclear how far away it was from the school, but it was sitting right next to a sign advertising beautiful, fresh Christmas trees for sale at a high school. That sale raised money for the music boosters." I'm wondering what the rest of it could have... I think I've got this. I got it. All right, here, let me share this. Share screen. Boom, boom. There we go. Where's my screen? Okay, there I am. So there's the dozens of jars. Let me see if I can zoom in on this. Free Christmas weed, organic and cage-free. I guess that's when they took it into their offices. But here it is. Okay, here it is on the sidewalk. And it's right next to the beautiful, fresh Christmas trees for sale from the high school. Okay, so there's the weed. There's the sign for the Christmas tree sale that raised money for the boosters. So just to put it into perspective, how close it was to the school. All right, so with that, That brings us to our top list, with someone in California offering free weed for Christmas right outside of a school. I know, terrible, right? Why couldn't they do that outside the radio station? Well, in keeping with our high holidays theme, enjoy today's list. It's our top list today. Top Christmas carols for stoners. All right, here we are. Let's just rimshot it. All right, here we go. Number one. Hark, the Harold and Kumar sing. I'll be high for Christmas. Top Christmas carols for stoners. Jingle Bong Rock. The 12 J's of Christmas. Joy to the Weed. Do You Hemp What I Hemp? Top Christmas carols for stoners. Rudolph the Red-Eyed Reindeer. A Blaze in the Manger. Top Christmas carols for stoners. Baby, Let's Toke Outside. All I Want for Christmas Is... I forgot. Top Christmas carols for stoners. Feliz Navidub. There we go. It's the Mike Show. what is today? Today's Thursday. The Thursday edition of the program coming up. We have, and this is the last Thursday of our year, by the way. Last Thursday of our year. We will be doing a show tomorrow. We'll be doing a show Monday, Tuesday, and then our final show of the year Wednesday for Christmas Eve. And then that's it. Wow. 2025, man. All right. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Greens, Salads, Wraps, and Pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The Oscars are moving to YouTube in 2029. The big difference will be, instead of not watching it, you will not be streaming it. Keith Richards turns 82 today. He's finally reached that age that he looked 20 years ago. 27 superhero characters will appear in the next Marvel movie. The title? Avengers Nerdgasm. And the U.S. officially ceased minting pennies. Well, all I know is Starbucks baristas better up their game if they want me to start tipping nickels. This is not headline news.
All right. It's not. It's The Mike Show. And I'm really, really happy that you could join us here on the program. Coming up, we are going to get really smart with your five random facts. And we've got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place those in your ear holes with Audio Vault. Taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river. A little bit cloudy, thickening clouds today. It's warmer than it has been. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist because we can't afford one. Anywho, that and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show coming up. Brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, the dot over a lowercase I or lowercase j is called a tittle. It's a tittle. Number two, the Great Impression, or take two, the Great Depression, not impression, the Great Depression seemed so dire in the U.S. that in 1931, the West African nation of Cameroon sent New York City, $3.77 in hunger relief. Now, with inflation, that's around $67 in today's money. Number three, there are only two countries in the world that don't have an official holiday celebrating their independence or the day they became a nation. The first is the UK.
Hello!
Yeah, there they are. And the other is Denmark. Number four, Austria derives its name from the German word for east, and Australia gets its name from the Latin word for south. And then finally, number five, people in the Midwest are far more likely to say than people on the East Coast and in the South are far more likely to say than and people on the West Coast are split evenly between and and those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
Facts.
Yep, it is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds. They are going. They're going in your ear holes. I guarantee it. That is all on the way, and you'll like it. This portion of our broadcast, there we go, the East Coast and Southern, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see, there's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hi there. It's the Mike Show. So Foster and I were in mid-conversation off air in the virtual green room. And I was like, why are we having this conversation on the air? because it's compelling and it's magical. So, all right, I looked at the calendar and I immediately, let me emphasize this with sound. I went. So all the big stuff is done, mm-hmm. right? All the big stuff is done, but I still have to get individual kind of personalized stocking stuffers. And that's where I flounder. I really do. I'm going to be on the struggle bus because, well, you had mentioned you found some really cool stocking stuffers just standing in line at the grocery store.
They put the things like at the checkout line to tempt you. And this is the time of year to be tempted. So I'll just pick up a couple things. I'll throw them in some stockings. And the best thing about it is I'm going to forget half the things that I've gotten before Christmas. And it'll be a surprise for me, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, some folks in our household do that. But it's usually after a couple glasses of wine and a visit to Amazon. And then lo and behold, a couple weeks later, a package arrives and she goes, wow, what's this? Oh, yeah. So anyway,
that was me on Black Friday with Etsy. Okay. I was having a good time. And all of a sudden, the thing with Etsy, unlike Amazon, the boxes come very sporadically.
Okay.
And they're wrapped very interestingly. Some people are wrapping them in like old Amazon boxes. I'm like, oh, it's from Amazon. And then it's like a crocheted like stocking. I'm like, what is this? Where did this come from? But it's fun. And I also can't remember who I bought some of these things for. So now they're just getting distributed amongst the people.
Or they might become a secret Santa for ye.
Exactly. I've kept a couple things. Just a couple. Yeah,
so I've got to hit Lynchburg Community Market. I know I can find some really, really cool, you know, like one of a kind stuff. And this is not a commercial for them, although they are an advertiser. but I really do. I walk the walk, and it's stuff that you would not be able to find anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And I don't like. I'm not a mall shopper. I'm not a big box store shopper. And there's nothing wrong with that if you are. But I'm just not. I like finding, you know, personalized stuff, but it's also a little stressful too because I've kind of set the bar, you know, and I can't just grab any old crap off the shelf and say, oh yeah, here you go. It's just, you know, it's gotta be a little bit more thoughtful for me and I don't know. I'm just maybe just
gotta,
me.
You gotta find something unique, something that's got character, something that maybe you couldn't find anywhere else. I love going to markets. But sometimes it can be a lot because there's just so much to see and look at. And sometimes you strike out, but there's so many great markets. This is kind of at the last second, but I'm sure you'll find something good this weekend.
Well, that's me. That's me, though. When I go to like the grocery store or I go to a mall or I have a purpose. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a mission. I have a list and my job is to get in, get those items on the list and get out. And if I see, you know, one or two items on my way in through, you know, and I'll go, okay, I could use this. Boom. I could use this. Boom. But I'm not thinking in terms of stocking stuffers. I'm not thinking in terms of anything else. I got the blinders on. I'm on a mission and I want to get in, get out. Same if I have to shop for, stocking stuffers and I say, okay, I am going to go to the mall because I want to pick up this, then that's where I go. I go exactly to those places.
Yeah, game plan it.
I pick up what I need and I get out. I don't browse. I'm not a browser at all.
That's crazy to me. I love to browse. I can be bad. I'll lock in. I'll have the list for groceries, whatever. Yeah. But when it comes to the holidays, I don't know. I let myself be tempted. I let the wind take me where the gifts are.
Well, I mean, and that's smart, but I guess I just don't shop that way. So that's just me.
I challenge you to try. I challenge you to indulge in a little whimsy with your gifts. He's like, I don't want to do that.
That's indulge in whimsy.
Indulge in whimsy.
Maybe that'll be the name of today's show episode.
Indulge in whimsy.
Indulge in whimsy. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm logging
He's
in.
He's writing this one down, guys.
No, I'm actually logging into the podcast creator. Oh, shit. Let me see. I clicked the wrong thing. I need this because I forgot what episode we're on. Episode 229.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Episode 229, season 25. Indulge. How do you spell that? Oh, I got it. Little. How do you spell whimsy?
W-H-I-M-S-Y.
Whimsy. Yeah, you're right.
I was an English major.
I put a Z in there. Indulge in a little whimsy.
There you go.
All right, that's today's episode. Yes. Unless we come up with something more appropriate later on.
There's still time.
Yeah. So episode 229, that's today. We usually do about 240-ish episodes. Let me check the calendar and see if I've marked it down. No, we'll do 233 this year. Episode 233 is our Christmas Eve show.
Nice.
On the 24th, we'll do one last show before the end of the year. That'll be on Wednesday morning, Christmas Eve. And then that's it. And then we're off the 25th through January 4th. We'll be back January 5th for a brand new season 26 edition start.
Wow.
Of the show. I've been doing this for a very, very long time.
I was about to say, so is every year a season?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
You've been doing this show as long as I've been alive.
Wow. Yeah, I have been doing this incarnation of the show kind of sort of this way, different segments and some the same, but pretty much, you know, the same formula, the same way for now going on 26 seasons. I've been in broadcast, though, since I was a senior in high school. So
that's
we're not.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about how long that's been. It's been quite a long time. Since Jesus was a little boy, I think. Yeah. Anyway, back before Marconi, I gave him his first break in radio. That guy, and look how he repaid me. Anyway, yeah, he did. So, but that's not why we're here. We're here to talk business.
Business
between now and the end of the year. We've got, for us, we only have Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, for us in the business year. And I'm already, you know, I'm kind of recapping my 2025 and I'm going, what could we have done differently? Mm-hmm. What could we have done better? How close to the mark did we hit? Did we go over? No, we're pretty spot on. To what my original goals were, but there's a whole bunch of things that we didn't get accomplished, and I think, and I'm teeing it up for you. I think if we added some extra elements and got a little bit more involved with the people, businesses, and organizations that we are already involved in, here's my 2026 goals. It's not really a resolution, but I've worked. We all work very, very hard, and me especially for this show and this platform and doing things the way we're doing it over the past couple of years. I think I've been working harder than I ever have been, quite frankly. And I think 2026, I want to maybe reap. A little bit of that hard work from all the different things that we've been doing and all the different, you know, we've been throwing it at the wall and this sticks.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work. So I want to take the things that really, really do work, but deeper dive into them, you know, this partnership between you and it could be so much more beneficial. I want to look into ways that we can do a lot more with the things that are working well, but could work even better.
Yeah. I love that. That's really what I love about my job is that the chamber's been around for so long, but it's changed a lot just depending on the needs of our community, needs of businesses, the people that are here, It's been like really fun at times. It's been like very like advocacy and business focused at times. And what I love most about my time here, I've been here for almost 3 years now, is that we've taken the things that work really well and are serving people well, and we go deeper into them, and we try to find, you know, well, this was like a pain point last time we did this, but people really like this. Maybe we should expand that. And just bringing in more partners for all of our programming, getting members that really care about our community and can be really benefited by the things that we do. And also from like an organizational perspective, like even the homepage of our website, trying to figure out what works best, what's the easiest to maintain, what's the most dynamic, what are the things that we want people to see the most, like just seeing where we are and where we could be and trying to get there. It's not always something that you can do as an individual, but there's so many great people and organizations that are out here that are trying to do the same thing as us, grow. And that's what I love about the chamber, is that we give people that opportunity to come together and connect and collaborate. And, you know, next year, I'm really excited to kind of reveal some of this stuff that we've been doing as an organization, tell our own story better. But we are actually changing our mission and vision statements to align more closely with what we are trying to accomplish in our area. So I'm excited. I would love, I mean, let's sit down, let's talk about it, let's see what we can do. I've been kind of inviting all of our main partners this year. If you have an idea, or if you just want to, you know, sit down and brainstorm together, we can absolutely do that. Me and Kayla are a team of two, but the chamber is small but mighty. We have lots of different businesses. We have lots of different people at our back. We have a great board right now. Our ambassador program is growing. We have amazing committees. So there's a lot of momentum, and it takes people like you that want to do that and want to, you know, get more involved, and to, you know, to charge forward together. So I'm excited. Let's talk.
And I think too, if we, you know, if we lock into, because everybody has the same goal and desire, mm-hmm. you know, they want to succeed, and they want the things that they're doing to work better and more efficiently. And, you know, and working smarter rather than harder is kind of going to be the goal. I know that sounds a little cliche, but, you know, it's kind of my goal for 2026 is I did a lot of events. I did a lot of this. I did a lot of that. And these things worked. But these things maybe didn't. And that took a lot of my time and a lot of my effort. And I got very, very involved in individual projects with individual business partners. And some of them worked really, really well. And some of them were just a complete freaking waste of my time.
I want to
weed those out and go, all right, let's focus on the thing, this show. I'm in here Monday through Friday between 8-ish and 11-ish, and then probably an hour of post-production. I'm in here during that time. How can we make more money from this one thing that I'm doing, and expand that? And you know, rather than reinvent the wheel and create yet another project and another thing and another program and another, you know, event and another. How can we make more money doing what the hell we're doing on the daily, and then build from there, grow from there? So that's my reassessment of this year, and that's my goal for 2026. If you're in business and you're listening to this or you're watching this, you have two of the greatest minds in local business right on your screen right now. And we have teams. Okay, and we might be small businesses and small organizations, but we have teams of individuals that really know what the hell they're doing. So, you know, trust us, join the chamber, and get with our businesses and organizations, and let's brainstorm. Let's come up with some ways that we can all benefit together. I know. I'm going to be spending a lot more time with Josh down at Noteworthy Music. We're coming up with some deeper collaborations as well, and I'm going to be hitting up all of our partners that you know, really have made 2025 very successful, and maybe again not quite you know, blowing through the goals, and it's been a bit of a struggle bus from time to time. But I'm going to be hitting up these collaborations and seeing how we can do things better.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that is knowing that you have great partners, even if it's maybe not working out to like do lots of crazy stuff with them. I feel like I've gotten to a point with a lot of our great partners is that I can be honest with them and they can be honest with me.
Yeah.
And if it's a win-win, awesome. Love it. If it's not working either on our side or their side, let's say it. If we can find another way, let's find another way. If it's just not working out, that's totally fine. There's other ways that we can do things.
Absolutely. Well, very, very well said. And now I'm getting sad because today is our last show. You and I, our last segment for the chamber of the year. This is it.
Crazy.
This is it. This we're I didn't plan on saying goodbye.
I know. I feel like we've been talking for a while because we just don't want to hop off.
No. Well, I mean, and this is the time of reflection. This is the time for people to sit down and go over how did this year wrap up? How can we make it better? And again, if you are in business and you're looking for a way to, you know, to jumpstart your new year, I really strongly encourage you to visit the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Check out their website, bedfordareachamber.com. Get with us because we've got some great ideas. The chamber has really focused on a lot of substantive things. If you maybe were a chamber member 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and all you remember are these networking events with the same people standing around, having a beverage and saying the same things over and over and over. That's not this chamber. Very substantive programming. And it's all designed to help your business grow in today's modern age. So, and I realize that's kind of an oxymoron because people think Chamber of Commerce, that's kind of an old timey thing.
Yeah.
No, it's very, very substantive programming. It's grown. It has expanded. It has evolved into something that's very, very relevant in 2026.
Thank you, Mike. I really can't hype us up enough. I don't like to toot my own horn, but now is really, it's the best time to come talk to us. It really is. Like
absolutely.
The new year, everybody has fresh energy. We're getting all of our programming out. We had an amazing meeting with our partners at Bedford County and Town of Bedford Economic Development this week. We partnered with them to do business roundtables, and we were coming up with all these different topics. And some of them are morphing into more than just a business roundtable because we hear from so many people about their needs and what their business wants to do and how we can support our workforce and our students. And there's a lot that we're dabbling in, and we have a little bit of anything for everyone. So if you're interested, we might be a smaller chamber, but we are mighty, and we are able to really give our members a lot of individual attention compared to a larger chamber. So if you're interested, if you're thinking about your goals for next year, we can maybe help you with them. There's nothing wrong with just coming in and chatting with us. And
absolutely.
We can get on Zoom. We can get on a call. We can just email. I'd love to meet y'all.
Yep. It sounds great. Again, visit bedfordareachamber.com for more information. And you and I need to get together and start going over some of these ideas that I've had in my brain bucket for quite some time, but really haven't had an opportunity to execute them. And this is going to be the year that we do that. So let's do it.
Sounds good to me.
All right. It is the Mike Show. It's the this is our last episode with Foster. I know. I'm weeping. So Foster, have a great holiday. I'm sure you and I will talk before next Wednesday. But have a great holiday and real quick. You guys have something in January kick off the 2026 season. Tell us about that real quick, and then our duties are completed.
Okay. Yes, we have our annual chamber kickoff event on January 29th. That's a Thursday. It's the last Thursday in January. We'll be at the Bedford Area Welcome Center from 4 to 6 p.m. And it is called In With The New because we are trying to kick off 2026 with style, with energy, to bring different professionals together, bring our chamber members together to connect and maybe spark some of those conversations that are going to help you collaborate and meet your goals for the year. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres. We'll have an icy hot beverage bar, which will be really fun. Some of our newest chamber members that joined our chamber this year, we'll have booths showcasing some of the things that they do so you can get to know them. And we'll also have a ridiculously large mega raffle that'll have sponsorships, event tickets, booths, exclusive advertising. I mean, the list goes on and on. You'll be really amazed to see it when we start promoting it in full. But yeah, mark your calendars for January 29th, whether you're a chamber member or not. We would love to just have you come on out and network with us and connect with us and get ready for the rest of the year. It's going to be a really great event and it's free. So there's no reason not to come.
You had me at ridiculously massive mega raffle. How did you
put it? Extravagant.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
How did you put it? Ridiculously.
Large mega raffle.
Okay, thanks. We're looking forward to that. And that takes place in January, on January, yes. Thursday, January 29th.
Indeed. Is that it? Yep, that's it.
Yep, 4 to 6 p.m. at the Bedford Area Welcome Center. And you can learn more if you just go to bedfordareachamber.com, click on their event tab, and look for the In With The New Chamber Kickoff event. Well, Foster, thank you.
Right, thank you.
No, thank you. And we will talk again soon, and I'll see you next year.
That's good. Have a happy holiday. And
all right, you
I'll
too.
I'll see you sooner than later.
Yeah, probably. It is The Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Do. Hi there. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, don't you love Christmas cards from family and friends with pictures of them? Yeah? How about yours? Well, let's talk about it.
And now, a mom's thoughts looking for the perfect picture for a Christmas card.
So let me just scroll through my phone and... yeah, this one at a restaurant is perfect. Frank and I look happy, the boys look healthy, but you can see the menu. And everyone will know we ate at Cracker Barrel. Next. Here's one. No, you can see Frank's gut. Here's a good one of the boys. Never mind, one's wearing a D's Nuts tank top. Oh, why do I have a pic of my rash? Oh, right, my online dermatology appointment. Ugh, screw it. I'll just send a picture of the dog. Happy howl-a-days. I can't believe I'm stealing from my vet. Yeah.
And that was a mom's thoughts looking for the perfect picture for a Christmas card.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's only a matter of days until Christmas, and you know who's bringing the gifts.
Here comes Amazon, here comes Amazon delivery the next day. Poor old Santa Claus is without a job, Bezos likes it that way. Homeless elves and hungry reindeer all struggling to survive. Santa's workshop just went bankrupt because you love Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you do. All right, let's go to viral videos. What do you do when you mash Feliz Navidad together with Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit? Well, somebody tried it.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I love it.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from
the bottom of my heart.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
I love it. Oh man, it's too cold.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, who says we don't play Christmas music? All right, here's a viral video of a guy panning his snowy neighborhood. And you can see that the power is out in the neighborhood. But then he pans over and you see one house that has an extravagant Christmas light display. There's even a light-filled island in the middle of the cul-de-sac that has no power. So how could that work if the one house has its own generator?
Well, this is right out of Christmas Vacation. The whole cul-de-sac is dark. Street lights are out. My house is dark with no power. But the Griswolds, who live next door to me, their Christmas lights and their house has power. I can't make this up.
Yeah, so get a Generac generator. Today is Happy Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
No, I'm not doing that. What about this? Here, neighbors in Colorado came together to argue with their HOA that a 28-foot-tall inflatable Santa Claus should be able to be exhibited in somebody's yard. It can easily be seen near the entrance to the development. Here is the homeowner, Dora Flores, and one of her neighbors, who has no problem with it.
We saved up money throughout the year to be able to purchase Santa.
My daughter, being autistic and nonverbal, the first thing out of her mouth was, wow.
We were very bummed and sad to know that we were going to have to bring him down, and I decided to advocate for Santa. We now have a reindeer across the street looking at Santa.
I won't take it down. They're trying to steal Christmas, but they're not going to get it.
A phone call from upper management saying that they had made a mistake and Santa can stay.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Here, we talked about this. I'm going to save this one, though, for stupid criminals, but I am going to do this one. As people were dining in one of Lake Geneva, Wisconsin's resort restaurants, a raccoon fell out from the ceiling and bit one of the guests who tried to grab the little rascal. Here's the call that went out to wildlife control expert Mike Snorick.
Customer who was bit by a raccoon.
We don't know how this raccoon got there. It was quite a large raccoon driving there as this thing was growling, hissing, scratching. When it gets brutally cold, it's not uncommon to get these calls for raccoons. They did all the right things. They got medical care for the person that got bit. He was taken to the hospital. And I felt like I owed that to the person that got bit because his entire process for his treatment relies basically solely on, do we get this animal or not?
Yep. So the raccoon was euthanized and tested for rabies. The Ristorante Brisco guest was taken to the hospital, I guess. What's this? No, skip that. Skip that. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Hanukkah happens to begin on Christmas night this year. Here's Lewis Black comparing Hanukkah to Christmas.
Christmas has gotten out of control. But when I was a kid, I wanted to celebrate it. But I couldn't because I'm Jewish. But when you compare Christmas to Hanukkah, there's no comparison. Christmas is great. Hanukkah sucks. How do we celebrate Hanukkah? We celebrate it with candles. Christians, on Christmas, Santa comes and he brings a ton of stuff. It's unbelievable. It's extraordinary. I go next door to see my best Christian pals. I'll never forget it. And the whole house is filled with boxes. It's like a warehouse. And out back, there's six ponies. Six! We were going to buy Princess One, but we loved all of them. Merry Christmas. People believe that Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days. And that's a liar, liar, pants on fire situation. Most Jewish families don't make it past the fourth day. It doesn't happen. Come on, aren't we going to light the lights? No, enough's enough. First night you get socks, second night an eraser, a notebook. It's a back to school holiday.
All right, that is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously, and maybe like you like it, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid, if that's even possible, to get stupider, with your stupid criminals in .news. Then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, 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 do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for anytime, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in .news. All right, a 27-year-old woman got picked up by an Uber at a hotel on Sunday. She was heading to the airport and running late. The driver said she got upset when she saw how long it would take to get her there and wanted them to drive faster, but apparently they wouldn't. So out of nowhere, she grabbed the driver's phone and chucked it out the window, which you would think would just delay her even more, but she had a plan. When the driver pulled over to grab the phone, she hopped in the driver's seat and stole the car. Yeah, the driver called the police, and airport security stopped her before she boarded her flight. They found the car abandoned in front of the terminal. She couldn't have been running that late because she still managed to stop at a store inside the airport and bought more than $120 worth of stuff with the driver's credit card. She's facing charges for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Is that it?
No!
Wow. Is there more? Do we have another one? I thought we had another one that we were saving. We did the raccoon. We did the weed. We might do the weed again. Let's do the weed again. Police in Northern California. We had this story earlier during Top List. Police in Northern California were notified that somebody displayed a sign that said, Merry Christmas, free weed, organic and cage-free. Next to it, there were glass jars filled with marijuana that were placed on the sidewalk near a high school. Here are some neighbors and the police who confiscated the free pot.
I'm kind of disappointed I didn't make it here before the cops.
It's at a high school, too. That is crazy to me.
There's some funny people around here, I gotta say.
There sure is a criminal aspect to trying to give out marijuana. Obviously illegal to try and distribute marijuana to anybody under the age of 21.
We've done pretty well. There's not a lot of trees left, but I don't know if we can connect it to the other greenery, if you will. It's that time of the year to be merry, but maybe not that way around the high school.
Maybe if it was in a different circumstance where there's just adults around.
Yeah, maybe. All right. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A small reindeer in Britain, has started acting like a dog after growing up alongside three spaniels at a farm. Lars was taken into the house at just four days old. He was a four-day-old reindeer. When his mother ran out of milk, and farm owner Angie Nelson bottle fed him around the clock, even on her wedding day. And here she is on the new pet reindeer.
The dogs are really fundamental because they gave him that animal interaction. They would lick him over his face, you know, and just that snuggling up together. He had companionship. He needed to be part of a family, whether it be a reindeer family, which the calves which are out with the mums will form a nursery group and the other mums come and look out for them. So he needed us.
And there you go. That is the good news. He drinks from the water bowl. He still splits his time, rather, between the herd and the house. Angie said Lars is 50% dog, 50% reindeer, and he enjoys cuddles. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow for the Finally Friday edition of The Mike Show. It'll be the last Friday of the year. Program note, we've got tomorrow's show. We've got Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Christmas Eve. And then that is it. Then we're off for the rest of the year, back in January 5th. Well, that is it. That is the program. We'll see you tomorrow.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.